are on Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph and the Gemarim and Daf Mem Amud Beis and Taisus. But just let's first continue the Gemara and then we'll go back to Taisus. We had had one Mahalach in the Mishnah, the Mahalach of Rav, that Rav Lamshav, the Mishnah Eved, Shasoi Rabbi Apoitiki Lacherim, Veshicharoi, in that the Odin Harishan, the Loiva was Meshacherim, Shuras Hadin Eina Eved Chayiv Klum. The Eved is not Mechuyev to be Oived, the Malva, the Rabbi Shaini, because he's Meshuchar. And Shichos Machkimi De Shibot, Elev Neitikon Ha'ilon, that the Rabbi Shaini, the Malve, might come and say, Avdiyato, and through that will be Moitzi Laz Albonov, is Kaifen as Rabbi Ba'isa Isoi Ben Chayrim. So the Rabbi writes a Shtar Shicho, the Kaisev Shtar Aldomov, and the Eved writes a Shtar Choyv al Domov to pay the Rabbi Shaini. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Eine Kaisev Elo Meshachel, the Shtar al Domov, does not have to be written by the Eved, it's written by the Loive, the Odin Rishon, because he is a Mazik Shibudei Shal Chaberei. Let us see Taisvis. Let us see the Gemara further on Daphne Malav. Ula Omar. Ula said, Mi Shicharai was Meshacharim Rabbi Shaini. The Rabbi Shaini was Meshacher. Shura Sadin Ein Eved Chayiv Klum B'Mitzvah. Now, the Rabbi Shaini is Zichon not the Kayiv to be Meshacharim because he doesn't belong to the Rabbi Shaini. So Shura Sadin Ein Eved Chayiv Klum B'Mitzvah. Elo Mivnei Tikon Ha'ilom Al Tikon Ha'ilom Shayotza Olov Shein Ben Chayrin is Kaifen as Rabbi Va'oisa Oisai Ben Chayrin. So we force the Rabbi Rishin to make him a Ben Chayrin. The Kaisev Shtar Al Domo. And the Eved writes a Shtar Al Domo. So what does this mean? This means like this. The Rabbi Shaini was Meshacherim. So the Shikha doesn't help, but Al Koponim, the Shikha accomplishes that was Yotzah Olav Shein Ben Chayrim. And once it's Yotzah Olav Shein Ben Chayrim, we cannot let him continue being like an Eved. So we have to be Meshacherim. Is Koifen, is Rabbi Rishon, by Yisai Yisai Ben Chayrim. Here the Oitzah brings down from the Turi Eben, that the Turi Eben of Chagiga Esther Kashe, Bahakli Bikoifa Rabbi Rishayim, to be Meshachi is Oiva on the Esther Leilam Bem Avoido. I mean, he never became a Ben Chayrim. There is a Koil that Yosef Shein Ben Chayrim, Bahakli Bikoifa Rabbi Rishayim. So the Turi Eben says that Chazal were mafkiya the kinyan momin when the minute yotz olav shein ben chayrin. So Chazal were mafkiya the kinyan momin that the Rabbi Rishon had. Now all he has to do, so now there's no kinyan momin anymore, so there's no leilu ben tavidu. The kaysev, so he writes a shtar shichada, kaysev is Rabbi Rishon, but he says ben chayrin, that he writes a shtar shicha, which is no is of loyal and bem tabaydu. The kaysev shtar al domov, and then the Eved writes a shtar al domov. What does that mean? That means as follows. Let us say that the chayv was $100. The Eved was worth $120. So, if things would have gone kishure, so the malva would have been goive the Eved, which is worth $120, we would have paid the odin $20. It means the shibud of the apoytiki is kenege the chayim, not more than the chayim. That would have been. But now, the malva was meshacha the Eved. So, mitzad the anhoge of the Malve, it's Keilo, he was Goive, the Chayv, and he was Goive, the Chayv. I mean, he got, and he was Meshacha, the Yevet. That's what he was Meshacha, the Yevet. So the Malve, there's no problem anymore. The problem is that the Loive lost $20. That means the Chayv was only, $100, and the Yevet is worth $20. $120. So Mimela, the Kaisev, Ha'evet, Shtar Al-Domov. So the Evet will write a Shtar Chayiv that he owes $20 to the Odin Harishin, to the Leiden. Lamaise, because of this whole Isaac, he gained $20. So he has to, Kaisev, the Odin to Mishacha, so he pays the Odin these $20. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oimer, Eine Kaisev, Hello, Mishacha Kaiser. The Mishacha, the Malve, he says the Mishacha was Mafkia. The other had a Eved worth $120. Now, by the Malve being Mishacha, this Eved, so the other has to be Mishacha. So he was Mafkia now $120 from him. So, $100, Sekumtem Altstachay, but he was Mazikim $20. Is Memela, so for the $20 that the Mishacha was Mazakim, so Kosev, Olof, Shtar, Odomov, and the Yisrael Domim, that he was Mafsid, the Loive, the Odin Rish. Bamai Kamivlegi, so what is the Machloikis, the Tanakame, and Abshim Gamliel, Behezek, Shaini Nikel Kamivlegi, Mar Sova, Shmei Hezek, Umar Sova Loishme Hezek. He says, this Hezek is called the Hezek Sheininika. So Shim Gamliel holds Shme Hezek, and the Tanakama holds Loishme Hezek. Let us see Rashi. Ella Amishacha Kaisev. Shtal about chayiv. This is down the previous gemara. Ain the eved chayiv klum b'mitzvus aneges b'vnei chayim. Yaisim b'avodim shloi haye koni loy b'layochel shachay. So he's not really mechuyev in any mitzvus. Al domo. So here the Hanukkah holds the eved writes a shtar al domo ha'oitfin al hachayiv. That's more than the chayiv. Ain't a case, when Evet Kaisev Loy Shumsta, the Mai Ovid Layi, what did he do to him? Legorim Levelay Midi, he didn't bring about that he should lose this $20. La Meshach Kaisev Loy Shtar Aloyde, Hezek Sheni Nikesh Mehezek, Lutanikame Loy Shmehezek, Lefilka, Lefichach, Elon Lachayev as a Meshach, so he came in Machayev the Meshach, Enechanami, the Meshach was Mavsit, the bailis of the Rabbi Rishin and the Eved, he has to be Meshacharim, but it says, Ikshein in Nika, Lefikir Anon Lachayvas and Meshachar, El Eved, Lefi Hanosim in Ashich, Al Kaponim, the Eved is, the Meshachar is not a Mazik, it says, Ikshein in Nika. So the Eved derived benefit from this Shichel, he's gaining $20, Lefi Hanosim in Ashich. Let us see Taisvis, Behezek Shaini Nikra Kamiflagi. So Taisvis says, L'Rav V'mukilo B'Shichrei Rabbi Rishin, Choshev Shaper Hezek Nikra. Avo Shichrei the Rabbi Shengu, Avo Midrabonon, Choshev Hezek Shaini Nikra. Now let us explain what is bothering Taisvis. Taisvis is bothering Bemison Amir Likakash. According to Rav, the Malve had a shibud of an apoteki in the Eved. He had a shibud in the Eved. The Rabbi Rishin, that's Meshacha the Eved, is being mafkia the shibud that the Malve had. And that the Gemara doesn't speak about Hezek Shaini Nika. The Gemara just speaks about it's Mazik Shibudoi. That means that the Malve does not have a kinyan in the Eved, he has a shibud in the Eved. So your mazik
the shibud that the malva possesses. So that's a shaila. Mazik shibud is chayit, not chayit. Now, according to Ula's case, according to Ula, so really, the mishacha, which is the malva, is mafkiya, the bailus of the odin rishon. Before he owed him, he possessed him, it's his eved, he's mishubet to the malva. Now the malva was mishacha him. The malva was mishacha him. Yotzol of Shein ben Chayrin. It was mishacha him. So now, because of it, Yotzol of Shein ben Chayrin, so now the loiva lost his bailus, his kaifan ha'yisrael mishacha. Now we force him. So in the second case, he was not mafsit him ashibut, he was mafsit him bailus. And here, this is called the hezek she'ein enika. And your mafsit ashibut, that's called the hezek nika. That's the problem in Taisus. He says, the Gemara only spoke of hezek she'ein enika in Ula's case. So lochayre vod kevev ipchem istavre. If I be mafkia his bailus, so it's lochayre a greater hezek than be mafkia a shibut. So Taisva says, "Avoshicha the Rabbi Shem glave elamid the Rabbanon choshev hezek shein enika," because really he didn't do anything. That means this shicha that he did, he made him a meshucha. He didn't really accomplish anything. The Rabbanon said because of making this meisher shicha, such yotzal of shein ben chayim. So maybe there's a din of kaifan aisel leshachoy. So, but really, I didn't do anything theoretically. So this falls into the category of hezek shein enika. It's called more hezek shein enika. B'tzorich loyme, the high hezek shein enika, choshev nikel tvei me the perkan nizokim, dosem kaimel on the loy shmei hezek, vocha kaimel kem shem gamliel, the mishnah seinu the shmei hezek. He says, Taisus has a problem, later we'll have, let's say, metame taharesov shel chaveiroi. It means Reuven had trume, and Shimon takes a sheretz and gently puts down the dead sheretz on the trume. The trume became tome. So that's a hezek. That's called the hezek shein enika. We paskin loishmei hezek, loishmei hezek. And here we paskin like Rab Shimon ben Gamliel that the Mishacher is chayiv to pay the loive, the Rabbi Rishon. So Taisva says, so we have to say that this is called more nikel than that. He says to Al Koponim, that's what he's losing the bailus. I'm mafkir the bailus, even though it's to Adarabonon, that's called more nikel than migmetame taharoisa. The Ayelus HaShachar is Ma'irah Ha'oreh. The Gemara says later, Afilu HaHezek Shein Enika Loishmei Hezek, but Chazal consent, a person made a Hezek Shein Enika, Shaloi Yehei Eilof Metamet HaReisov Shal Chaveireh, will have a novel B'Shus HaTeira over here, who'll be going and being Metamet all the Trumas and be having a wonderful time, and so the consent with the Rabbanon, you have to pay a hezek shein enika. So the Yelus HaShachar asks, so what's the whole problem? Why over here the Gemara says, is it a hezek shein enika, shmei hezek, loy shmei hezek, afilu loy shmei hezek, chazal consent of a person makes a hezek shein enika. The maisim etamah taroisim has to pay. Afilu hezek shein enika, loy shmei hezek, als knas you have to pay. So let the knas apply here also. So why, according to the Tanna Kamma, there's no knas? As if it's a Yelus HaShachar. And then he brings down that some sefer asked this kasha. Some sefer asked why he didn't take kansen. He asks it later, and the zokin, why didn't take kansen? Obviously, kechad eilech metamet haresev shel chaveri. So the some sefer says, very nice teretz. Some sefer says That means a person, if he likes to be mazik, I mean, what's going to hold him back? Make a chubim. So they consent him, you'll have to pay for it. But here, there's no meshugane that's going, let's say, this case over here, the malva will be meshachad the evet. Now, if he's meshachad the evet, Rabid, you lost your whole chayb. You lost your whole peroin chayb. So what are you gaining from it? I mean, the whole thing is tamzei meshagas, why he's doing it. But al kaponim, to be afraid that this will be a mageifa, shloi kalechat oilech umishacha, you won't find too many people do it. Two mishigoyim every 50 years, maybe you can find. But it's not something that one should be afraid of, that it, if you won't have to pay, everyone will do it. No one will do it, because why should he be mishacha devil and lose the gvi of his choyv? He lent yena money, and by being mishacha devil, he's bringing another yid into this world, perhaps, but he's losing money for it. So there's not too many people that would do such a thing. That's what the Tzam Sefer says. The Yelis HaShacha wants to say another teretz. He wants to say that since, even though the Mishacha won't pay, but the Odin Rishon will get paid, because the Evet pays him. I mean, that the Tanakama holds the Evet pays. It's either the Mishacha... The Eved rightfully has to pay him also, because I'm deriving benefit of $20 from you. You and Meshacha me, so I got $20. So the Eved is paying him. So Memelis, so since by this Hezek Sheinei Nikah, if it is a Hezek Sheinei Nikah, the Nizik won't be a Nizik, so you don't have to cancel. You don't have to cancel the Mazik, because I feel the Mazik won't pay, the Eved will pay him. So the Nizik is insured with the money. So here, there was no need to cancel if the Nizik, Lamaisa, will not be a Nizik, therefore the Mazik doesn't pay. So that is why the whole deen is, maybe it's Ezek Nika, that's the Shaila, does everything, or does a Hezek Shaina Nika, this is Hezek Shaina Nika, Shmei Hezek. Is this Hezek Sheini Nika called Shmei Hezek? And it's a Hezek Sheini Nika, but if it's a Zevite, it's Nika to give it a din Shmei Hezek. And there it's a Hezek Sheini Nika that is Loi Shmei Hezek. And al kaponim here, there's no reason to cancel. So the Gemara asks, Ula my time Loi Oma Kerav. Why didn't Ula say like Rav? Why didn't Ula want to learn Pshat the Mishnah like Rav, that the Leiva was Meshacha? Amaloch Sheini Rabbi Koris Lei. You call the Sheini Rabbi. It says Kaifen es Rabbi Ba'isa Isa Ben Chayim. So who's this Rabbi? The Sheini, the Malve. You call him, he can make Kalyer. I mean, you can call him Avdi Yata, but the Tana would call him Rabbi. He's a rabbi taker. Koifnes rabbi means the rabbi rishon. The loive, he's a rabbi, but the sheni is not a rabbi. The Tana will never call him a rabbi. The rab, my time will yomek ula. Why didn't rab say like ula? A maloch sheni mishacha kolis loy. Shem gamliels aima ene kaisev ela mishacha. The mishacha writes a star al doma. You call him a meshacher? He's not a meshacher. He doesn't belong to him. Good, he did a meise shech, but we won't call him a meshacher. Meshacher means that he's a meshacher taka. Let us see Rashi. Shein the rabbi calls like tanimus nisim betmid, tani koifin as rabbi, muk misloba rabbi shein, meshacher calls like mihave shechu rei shechu. That's called a shechu. You can't call him a meshacher. Now, let us see Taisvis on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Hegdish Chometz V'Shichu is Perish Bekonteres Daf Kekdushas HaGuf Mafkiyim Midei Shidu. Daf Kekdushas HaGuf Mafkiyim Midei Shidu. Amo Kedushas Domim Loi Kedomashme Be'erchum Depe Kafopi Namo Imrinin Kshani Kenomis Kedushas HaGuf Ninu Kedorov. אש מדב כקדוש הגוף מתקיים מדי ישיבה. וכושר לרבינו תם. So yesterday we had mentioned Shitas Rashi in Psochim, and the way the Ktsoi says Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says the Kedushas Domim is not Mafkiyah because not even Chal, because it's Einei Bushusoi of the Loive to be Magdish. The Shibud makes it Einei Bushus HaLoive. And but Kedushas Aguf, the Ktsoi explains that Kedushas Aguf is Chal, until it's not Bushusoi. That Dafke Bakdishus Domim Ishke Yagdishus Beisoy Ma Beisoy Beshusa that Dafke Beisoy Beisoy Kdushus Domim Aber Atvosus Kdusha on the Kolm that's a Kdushus Agufa Fulatzeine Beshusa Vikoshel Rabbeinu Tam. Now this fine Chilik Rabbeinu Tam did not agree upon Dichoshe Beshusa Yishaloi Vekoz Man Shloi Giyaz Man. If you say before the Gviya Teich Zmanai, it's called Kedushas Shaloive. After the Kedushas Damim Mami Maki Midei Shibud, so Kedushas Damim is also Shalav. Vilei Choshev Bereshusai. So Kedushas Aguf Nami Loi. The Chiyagdish is Beksiv Ma Beis Bereshusai. Of Kol Bereshusai. And this fine chilek between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf, the Rabbeinu Tam did not hold on. Some Meiles he doesn't understand Pshat. Vay Mari. So the Rish says a whole different Malach. The Rava Letaimei. The Oma Beper Kosho, the Balchoi Mikan Ulahabo Ugaide, the Choshev Bershusa. If you hold Mikan Ulahabo Ugaide, so that means it becomes the Malvis, the Apoitiki becomes the Malvis, Bishas Gviye, but till the Gviye, it's the Loivis. So Memela, so if it's the, so if you hold Mikan Ulahabo Ugaide, Choshev Bershusa. So it's Bershusa, it's Bershus, Aloive, so there's no, the Hegdish is Zichechal. So now we have to explain, so if the Hegdish is Chal, so what is the difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf? Why isn't Kedushas Domim after Midei Shibur? So Taisa says a beautiful Malach, with after Kedushas Aguf, she'ein loy pidyin. A Kedushas Aguf, that is no pidyin. That means if the Kedushas Aguf is Chal, there's no way to be mafkiya this Kedush. You can't be poide. It's mafkiya Midei Shibur. So that is mafkiya Midei Shibur. You're going to share time with Mizbeach, or you can't know Mr. Perik Afalpi. The Itzalid de Pasua Misne, Itzalid de Pasua Misne, they're speaking about that, there was an almona that had Nixay Tsoim Barzel, which belonged to her. I mean, it comes to her after Mrs. Baila. And the Yisayimim went and took this Itzalid was a beggar, this Nixay Tsoim Barzel was a beggar. And they spread it over the mace and became tachichim. It became tachichim. So now it's asabano. So she can't take this back as her nixay tzayim balzul because this is the din hegdish mafkiyim idei shibur. You have a shibur to take this back, but now became asabano. So Taisva says, the whole of this is, if there was chal, there's no reason why it shouldn't be chal because whatever was done through the labor, through the assignments, Bershusam, they can do it, because we hold Mekan Olabo Gaiva. So it's Chal HaKedusha She'ein by Pidyon. So it's Chal HaKedusha She'ein by Pidyon, some Emele, so the Malve can find it, it's Meshubit, but Lemaise, it's Kodesh. And if it's Kodesh, so the Issa Kedusha is a stira. You can't take it for yourself. We have no way of getting the Kedusha off this chayfetz. So Mela, so since it's Kodesh, now logically you're not allowed to use it, so your Shibbut falls off. So that's a Kedusha Saguf, is Mavkiya Midei Shibbut. The king in Shechal Sho'achas, Su Loi Poke. So it will not be Nivka. The Loi Odiv Shibbut Minasinas Domim. The Shibbut, the Choshem Mishpatik, you're right, I have to take this, is not better than I will give money to take it. That means my shibud of money is not better than Mamish and Asinus Kesef. So Memele, so just like if someone was Magdish Asher Tam LeMizbeach, that's an oilo now, it's Magdish it, and then he wants to be paid at the oilo, he gives the Demei oilo. Sorry, it's a cult. There's not an opinion in Kedusha Sagu. So Memele, the schus moment that the Malva has in this Kolben is not better than an Asinus moment. That they cannot in any way be mafkiyah the Kedusha that was Chal on this behemoth. וכן חומץ וכן שיחו. ומפורש בישל מתיים, משום לא מצין לעבד משטחה וחייזו משטבת. That means that by Shichel, the labor was Meshachet. He can't become an Eved Tanani now anymore. You have a Shibud, but you have a Shibud now in a Ben Chayrim. A Ben Chayrim, a Shibud cannot make a Ben Chayrim an Eved. Vahaynu, that's the same Chayzo Mishtabit. Vahaynu ke the Frishis, the Kedushas Aguf, Kivin the Chayla, Sulay Pocket. That means it was very Chalach Alois on this Chayfet. That prevents that it should change. A shayer tam cannot become fullen. Kol zman et tam. Avokdushes domim loy olim koyach hegdish me koyach magdish. That means the bilus that hegdish possesses is not stronger than the bilus that the magdish had. Is kivin the yeshlo opinion, and since kedushas domim the Kedusha can be Nifka. There's a way to be Mafkiya Kedusha's Dom in Tupidin. Uruya Lifkoya. So Memela, so then we say, so a chain is as strong as the weakest link. That means, since the whole Bailis that Hegdish derived, is, the Besen derived is from the Loive. Now the Bailis of the Loive is not an absolute Bailis. The Malva can take it away from the Loive. That means the Malva has a Shibud on this Chayfetz to take it away from the Loive. So Hegdish is receiving the Bailis, its Bailis from the Loive. So the Bailis that Hegdish has is only as strong as the Bailis that the Loive has. And just like the Bailis of the Loive, the Shibud, through the schus shibud that the malva has, he can take away this bailus. So the bailus that Hegdish has can also be taken away, because your bailus is embedded than the bailus of the magdish. Ah, you have a kedusha, this isurim, by kedusha's dam, this isurim. Well, the isurim can be nifke through pidyon. So just like you can be poideh, that means if by changing the bailis, the isurim fall off, that's pidyon. So memele, so the schus gviyah that the malva has can also, is sufficient that the schus gviyah that the malva has can make that the kedusha that was chal on the chayfetz will be nifka when he's gave it. Ki the ash can be so the mikne, we find a stay mikne, kshehigdish lokeh, the chayzeres lebailim biyoyvel. That means there we see this Yisod. The Lekeach was Magdish Estei Mikne. He was Magdish Elachlutim, but it can't be Lachalutim, because you can only be Magdish whatever you have. You can't be Magdish more than you possess. So just like in the Bailis of the Kainer, it was his Til Yoivu. So Hegdish also gets a Kinyan Til Yoivu. So Taisa is a whole new mahalach to differentiate between Kedusha's Domim and Kedusha's Aguf. And the Yesai Vachilik is Kedusha's Domim is a Kedusha that can be Nifka to Pidyon. So within its Nifka through Gviyas HaShibot. Kedusha's Aguf cannot be Nifka through Pidyon, so it cannot be Nifka through the Gviyas HaShibot. Period. So we're finished today. There's other case saying all the things that are mafkimi de shibud, hegdish, chometz, v'shicho. So Tais says, I have a few more things. It's not the pursua misne, made it achichim. So it's also, I said before, also the same lumbus that there's no din pidyon an tachichim. So the maisu, so the issa that was chal remains. So, Tachichim is also mafkiyim mit Veishibud. Why didn't Rav mention Tachichim? V'hoda l'choshev Rav meis, k'goin dehide itzale. In another case, v'avoy dezore, k'goin she'osa beisei apoytiki, mishtach v'loy de mafkiyim mit Veishibud. That'll be making an avoy dezore. There'll be mafkiyim mit Veishibud, because it's an avoy dezore. So Taisa says, two terutzim. One teretz mishum da'ahava b'chlal hegdish. Well, that's also a type of hegdish. I mean, these are isurim. Avodah zarah is an iser. So this is daime it's Isurim Barachal to Hatfasa. You made a Tachichim, you made an Abaydusovim. So that's equivalent to Eddish. Bahadalai Choshev Mecha. Why doesn't he recognize Mecha? Also, Shere Apoitigri Amachroi. He cannot be Goyve from the Lakuchis. So the Mechel is also Mafki Midei Shibud, that the Malva loses his Shibud. Rod Lai Choshem Mechel, that's a Sheri Yapait Ki Yemochrei, Dein Balchai Goyve Mimeno, awesome, Takanta the Rabonu, Mishum Pseidid Lekuches, the last Lukola. This is Goran under the Tatko Mafki Midei Shibud. Maise, it's something else. It's if he sold it, the Lekuches were unaware Bechlada, this is an Apoitekis, or Takanta the Lekuches, we said that the Malva can't be Goyva from them. So Mecha Bechlal does not fall into the category of Mafkim Ideshi, but even though the Maise, the Malva will not be able to be Goyva from the Lekuch, so with that, how to Takanu the Rabbonim, because they were unaware that it wasn't a Poetiki. And this Kasha, why didn't mention Itzla de Pesua Misne, Avay de Zore, Mecha, because in other terrors, Loi Choshib, Ella Hanach Tlosa, Shehem Mishnayis, Oy Bereis. He's just mentioning the things which are Mephurish and Mishnayis, Oy Bereis. The Shechor, Shaminim Imas Nisen, that the Odin Rishon was Meshach, Bechomets, Pepeire Kol Shor, Pekonomets, Pepeire Kafopi, Abel Meis, Abel Yudhuzor, Mechel, Loi Shinin, Lomi Mishnah, Mi Breis, Loi Choshet. Period. Ubepeire HaMeniach. Aber Al-Koponim, we have now guidelines that if a Baal HaPoiteki will be magdish to apoitiki akdushas aguf, and it's mafkiyim midei shibot, it's magdish kadushas domit, not mafkiyim midei shibot. Now, let us just mention the Gemara that Taisus is going to bring down now, and appreciate the kasha Taisus wants to ask. The Gemara Baba Kama says, with the machlekes, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Shmuel, if a shoyer tam was mazik, another shoyer. So the din is, so the machlosh shoyer achai bechotzu es kaspoy al kaponim am chatzin nezik, the nizik gets a schus in the shoyer tam. That's the parsha of shoyer tam. But the mons chatzin niskoy from the shoyer tam, from the shoyer hamas. That is a machloikis, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Shmuel. If Yusham Hasher or Yuchlat Hasher. Bekitzer, Rabbi Shmuel holds Yusham Hasher. But the Sher, Hasher Roshan, does not as yet belong to the Nizik. It's Meshubet to the Nizik, Yusham Hasher. But it's an apoiteki. But it's not the Nizik's. It's the Mazik's. So, it'll be Goyve the Sher. Aber Basher Roshon, it's Meshubit to the Nizik. Now, the Gemara says in Hameniach, Higdishoi, what if the Mazik was Magdish the Sher Tam? So, if you would ask us, so then we would look up in our guidelines, well, the Mazik was Magdish the Sher Tam. The Sher Tam belongs to the Mazik. It's only Meshubit to the Nizik. Well, it matters. If it was Magdish Kedushas Domim, so then it'll be Mafkiyim Idei Shibud. If it was Magdish Kedushas Aguf, if it's Kedushas Domim, it's not Mafkiyim Idei Shibud. If it's Kedushas Aguf, it is Mafkiyim Idei Shibud. The Gemara says over there, Higdish or Imugdish, the Hegdish of the Mazik is Hegdish, Mishim Darababo. Shlayimbu, Hegdish Yaitse Belay Pidyat. It's not a Hegdish. Avo, Kedushas Gemara Loi. So one will say, well, so it's talking about he was Magnus of Dushis Domim, was Asher Balmum. So Taisa says you don't have to say this. Ikiluk me afila beroyle mizbeach. Could be the Asher Tam was roile mizbeach. It wasn't a Balmum, and he was Magnus it for a cult. אפילו הוכי, אין מפקיעים את זה שיבו דניסק. ודסווגן לסם מפקיעים את זה שיבו דניסק. So now we have a problem, Taka. Why not, Taka? According to our guidelines, the Hegdush should be Mavkim Yidei Shiva. So Taisa says now another Cheshbet. V'kivin dey neyochel esalke bezuzi, afilu rabbi yishmoel kedem mefosh bepere kameniyev. So you cannot be mesalik bezuzi, that means because Allah is asher tam is mashalim migufay, not mashalim in aliyah. That means the nizik has to be paid up, the hezik has to be paid up from the guf hashem. So memeilis, Atosu says, may the rove the lamafreya hu gaiver. That means, the mafleik is abaye the rove, when a mal will lend someone money, and when he's gaiver later, from when does it become his, from the mafreya mikandal haba bishaz gviye, So love the tainus and sochem. How could you say it's lamafreis the boy lesluki lezuzi motzi lesluki? Since I could not be mesalik bezuzi, so achkochach becomes the malvis when he gets it, not before. But asher tam, since it's yevshel lesluki bezuzi, he has to be goyve from this guf asher. So then abaya holds lamafreyo goyve. Then afilo rova holds lamafreyo goyve. So Melech Samafreya Goy, but that's why the Hegdish of the Mazik does not help. Only Midarabon and Mishumar Rabon. That's what Taisvah says. Afilu B'goy Mizbech, Afilu Hochi, Eim Afki Midei Shibu, the Nizik, Ki Midei Nyochel, Lesal Ki Bezuzai, Afilu Rabbi Shmuel, Kedem Mephorosh Bepei Kamenia, Moide Rov, the Mafreya Goy. Period. Vim Taima. About Kaponim, we have our guidelines that Akdushas Haguf is Mavkiya Midei Shibut. Kainomis is Akdushas Haguf, Mavkiya Midei Shibut. Vim Toim Akimida Kainomis Mavkiya Midei Shibut Kehegdish Im Kain Kol Loive Yavkiya Nechosav Mina Malve Sheyeyosa Olav Bekainomis. So now we have an Eitze that every Loive could do. No malva will be able to be gaiva from the leiva. The leiva will make a koinam on the malva. That means I'm answering, I borrow money from you. And then he asks all his karkois on the malva. So when the malva comes, so like this, he had a shibut on the karka. And shuldik the koinam is markim with a shibut. So finished. אם כן כל לוי ויקי נחוסו מן המלווה שיהיוסו עולו בכי נומץ. ויש לוי מדלמו רבונן לשיבוד את הבלחוי. נחכומים זכדור אינגן משתו. They were very well aware of this עצה, whatever לוי could do. סלמו רבונן לשיבוד את הבלחוי. Amur Rabbona means they made that his shibud is ki'ilu, he's a bailam on it. Not that it's only a shibud. If I'm a bailam on it, you can't ask it on me. Amur Rabbona is shibud in the balchoy. Kedom a peik afal pi d'amur Rabbona is shibud in the baal. The Gemara says, if the wife wants to ask the Maisi Yodeho al Bailo, so the Rabbonon said, no, the Shibut that the Baal has on your Yadayim, Amur Rabbonon the Shibut of the Baal. It's like it belongs to him, so you can't ask your Maisi Yodayim on the Baal. Takochoch la dafke the Baal, it's not dafke that the Baal, the Bereisha Madhe Porich, keeping the Mishabid law called Kamine, if the Baal wants to ask himself on the Ishes, Moses, you can't be Mavki yourself. Mavki lay Lishibud, the Alma, Dabu, Nami Lishibud, the Isha. So, Memeles of Hakel, so Chazal were on the alert, and whenever a someone wanted to be Mavkiya, a Schus of the Teveya, let it be Maisi Yodayim, let it be Tashmish, let it be Gvias Choyv. So Chazal said, you cannot be Mavkiya through a Koinam, because we were Malim Shibude, the Baal Choyv, the Baal, the Ishe. So it's not called a Shibud, it's called Nichse Chaveirei Al Chaveirei. So Mamele, your Koinam isn't Chal. It's more than a Shibud. Yeah. de konje misne um mafkele le shibud de ish effect of tois is not as is doch weit is wer there we said that hayt to le the pasu a misne so we said becomes tachichem but again say listen the this is nicht seit sein basel was mishmet de ish so ze amur rabon le shibud de ish. So it's like it's hers already, so you can't take her itzla and make it achichem and shuldig. It's not your baggage, you can't ask her baggage. Yesh lechalek, lemrinen almu ala bekoinomis le mitzri ela abalchoi, de ilu lidide ishori, is kivin the aim is kavno of kiyishi buddha. So then was almu, avol heiche de mitzah kulam, koi misne vehegdish to gdush zaguf, le almu le shibuddha. So Taisha says, this whole almu rabbonon le shibuddha, the baal chayb, the isha is, if the sole intent is to be mafkiyah de shibud. So memele, so then we put a stumbling block in front of you. You can't be mafkiyah de shibud, almu rabbonon le shibuddha. But if this person is doing it for a more purer intent, he wants that the may should have tachichim, he wants that this should be a korban, it's not only the toiveya that's losing. He's also losing. Everyone's losing. So memela, so then he's doing it more or less l'shem shemayim. So then there's no din of amur. Bim toima. La'abaya doma beperkol shod the mafreya hu goyve. Abaya holds the mafreya hu goyve. Heichi mishani lemasnis in the hoches. So how is he going to say pshat in our Mishnah? Dech the rov loy motzel ish nuyei. Dabai yilas loy the mafki midei shibit. Kibu lusal mafrei u goyi. That means since the malve, when he's goyi vede evet, is from lo mafrei, it was his bishah salvo. So then if that was his bishah salvo, so the shichur of the rabbi rishin is worthless according to Bai. That the shichel of the rabbi sheni is really worthless. That means we say that it was his lemafreya. So the ken shimutul also. I feel a evet shavu yosim in achoyiv. I feel you'll say that the evet is worth more than the choyiv. So that the malva can be magdish, because there's not a mafreya goyiv and more than the choyiv. But the chalapoches chelkei mishucha, but the chelik that he owes the malva is mishucha. Yeshloim the mabai meforish keule, chugain the roitza loive lisalkoi bizuzi. It's speaking about that the loive wants to be misalik bizuzi. He doesn't want to pay up with the yevet. So since he wants to be misalik bizuzi, so here there's no din lamafreyu gaive. So memele, so then the shichur of the rabbi sheni is worthless. Bimtaima. Itzle de pasu a misne a mai konye misne. Ho ein ye chaylum le salko bezuzi. Da dinima. Im keim oi da rabba hosn lamafreyu gaive. The repair call shema for his time with the rabbi. Even the lava le zuzi. Have misalit le bezuzi. Shtakech behashtu de kokoni. So Taisa is the kash itzle de pasu a misne. Over there speaking about that the tzayin balzo was meshubet to the isha. Now the shibu to the isha is that they should give her tzayin, the tzayin balzo that she brought in. That means that meshubet to give her that. They can't be misalik bezuzi. They have to give her what she brought in. So memela, if they have to give her what she brought in, suggests that a yisod, that whenever it is the efshalis luki bezuzi, so everyone holds a mafrayil goive, that's a taisus mavar by Yushim Asher, according to Rovim. So memela, so now we have a problem. How were the yisoimim capable of making the tachrichim, making it to the tachrichim, it's the mafreyu gaiva, it belongs to the isha. Yishloim with the mikombok, and kibid the mishtamshim be'itz to lasis bei kol chevtsa, v'imachrua loy tofa milakuches, v'misalko lo bezuzi, v'brinim mikana lahabu gaiva. So Taisva says, even though if the itztala is here, they have to give it to her, they can't give her money, but there are two koiches that they have. Koich number one, Kolzman, they're using it before she takes it, they could be mishtamish with it. Lases by kol chevtsom, and the oitzer is mevair, and they could be mechalit also, they could use it up. That means the nixit and bausel could be used up. If they use it up before she's goyve. Number one. Number two, if they sell it, she also can't be goyve from the lekuchas. She only has a shibud to get it if Kozman they don't sell it. So it's considered that her bailus is not an absolute bailus, since they are bekoyach to do one of two things. They can sell the yitztale and they can use up the yitztale. So he don't sell a mafreyu goyve. That's what Tosfos says. Let us see the Gemara weiter. Itma ha'ayse sadeyu apoyteki la'acherem. A person made his sade and apoyteki la'acherem. V'shot fano. And then he got flooded. Is Ami Shaper Noe Omer Rabbi Yechanan. So Ami, this Shaper Noe, Rashi says, kach kinuye. They called him, he was beautiful. He was a very handsome person. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Eine Goyve Mishan Nechos. That means that the Apoitiki, that was his Chus Gviye, it got flooded, it's worthless, that's your hard luck. You cannot be Goyve anymore. From the other Mishaboda. Babu Adishmul, Omar Goyve Mishan Nechos. Babu Adishmul said, it could be Goyve Mishan Nechos. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Mishum Da'am Yishapel Noahu, Eimer Shmaita Deloi Shapiron? Since you're Shapel Noah, you say Mashmaita Deloi Shapiron? Omar Rav Nachman Mishum Da'am Yishapel Noah, Eimer Shmaita Deloi Shapiron? So the Gemara says, no, Tetagim Shmaita De Omar Lo Yehei Lecho Peroin Elo Mizel. That means there's no machloikes really between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about an apoyteki mefurish. An apoyteki mefurish, so that means that the gviya is from this. And if it's shot for no, I couldn't talk. Your whole koyach agviya is only from this. And Abu Dishmul is speaking about an apoyteki stam. An apoyteki stam, that means, so the malve has aschus ligvois me apoyteki. The loive cannot be mesalakim with another kalke. But if it's shot for no, so then he goes to the other kakois. The holding of apoyteki stam, he has a schus gviya to be gave from the apoyteki. And yinami hochi, hoise sodeyu apoyteki la'acha b'shot for no, gave mishal nechosim. So, bimona aloy lehelecha peroin elemizu, ene gave mishal nechosim. After hearing a beautiful word from Aftul Yehammer, he wanted to say if it's a bit so pshat in this, the criticism of Nachman by Yitzchok. Mishum da'am yishapir nohu, oimer shmaita deloy shapirim. What did he check over here? So he wanted to shtel zu a gemore in Mesechtes Tainis Dav Zayin. The gemore in Dav Zayin, Mesechtes Tainis says that omro lei brate de keiser, L'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Chochme Mufu'aro Bechli Mechua. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was very not good looking. It's a risk at Talmud Chochem. So she said that this combination, Chochme Mufu'aro Bechli Mechua. So the Gemara says a whole maise, so he told her, he says, tell me where does your father stored the wine and what kind of barrels. So she said, barrels of cheddar. She said, I don't understand. If a daughter of a keiser, you should put it in barrels of gold or silver. So Mamela, so she, you're right, Take. So she went, she told it to her father and they did it. No, the wine got chaymes. So he told her, so she says, so what's pshat? So you see that the wine holds itself if you put it in a kli cheres, if you put it in a golden keli, the wine doesn't hold, the wine spoils. So that's it. Chochme mefuara bachli mechu. Mechu, that's it. The kelt is no gaive. That's. So she asked him, Voike shapiri de gemiri. But listen, there's good-looking people that learn also. I mean, you're telling me the criteria. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya told the Ihavi Sonny Tvei Havi Gmiri. All of these good-looking people, if they wouldn't be good-looking, they would have learned better. So Melos, he wanted to say, so that's what he told them. He told them, since you're Shapir, no, since you're so good-looking, I'm a Shmaita Deloy Shapir. Forget it, it goes hand in hand. That since you're so good-looking, so it takes away a little bit from the learning. So the Gemara is Miyashit. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Mishatva no, Vishuv kol asoda, Vigufakar, Kemikuku, Shamayim, Tzofim, Oid, Lo, Ilam, Alam. Shapir, no, Ekach, Kinuya. Vihelech, Aparoin, Avul, Om, Aloi, Im, Loi, Praticha, Gova, Mizu. But if he said, not Lo, Yehelech, Aparoin, Ela, Mizu. He said, you can learn from everything. Now, if I won't pay you, Gova Mizusa, you have a schuz gviya from this kalka first. I come up lay Bershusay, so then it doesn't become Bershus Hamalda. The lava daita dido lechuda isvei, the havo was not only to be goive from this kalka, vein echai bachiyusa, but goive misham lechosim, so be shot for no, you'll be goive misham lechosim. Zog to Gemara weiter. Tanya Idach, we learned another Baraisa. Ha'oise sodeyu apoiteki lebalchoi luxubas isha. Goiven mishal nechose. We are goiven from shal nechose. Abishimen ben Gamliel oimer balchoi goive mishal nechose. Isha in a goive mishal nechose. Shein darker shal isha lachzer al botei dinim. So let us see Rashi, what this Gemara is speaking about. Look Rashi. Goivin mishal nechosim. Kloima. Im yirte moicher es eilu. Here we're talking about a new case. That the loive, or the baal, wants to sell this karka, this apoiteki. Im yirte moicher es eilu. Ven goivin minashah. So that means, this is Ilchus, let me just say two anachis. We're speaking about, the Rashba says, it means that Jewish Sarif is speaking about an apoitik istam. So an apoitik istam, the whole aloch of an apoitik istam is that if, let's say I have five kakois, and I made karka aleph and apoitik. So if all five kakois are by me, I cannot be misalik you with karka days, you have a schuz gviya and karka aleph. That means when it comes between the malve and the loive, so the malve has the right to be goive from the loive, the apoiteki. That's the offer. But what happens if the loive will sell this apoiteki to lekuches? When we come to lekuches, now there's another cheshben involved. The lekuches will taina inachti lachmokim likveis. Don't be goyver from me. The mokim sheyesh b'nei chayrim and goyver and achosam yishabodim. And that cheshbon is also a cheshbon. So that is what ha'oises odei ha'poitiki lebal chaybuk subis isha. And they sold it. So now she wants to come, or the malva wants to come, and to be goyver from their ha'poitiki. So we say, listen, there's another cheshbon involved. And goyver and achosam yishabodim and mokim sheyesh b'nei chayrim. This was sold to the lekuchis. Now it's theirs, this b'nei chayim and children. You have no right to be goyver from the lekuchis because it's an apoitik. That is what the Tanna Kama says. What's Hirash? Goyven mishan lechosim kloimer. Im yirtze, if the loiver wants, meichas eilu, vein goyven min hasha'a. Eini goyven mishan lechosim, Lefi Shein Darka Shalisha, and Rab Shimon Gamliel says, in the Gaiva Mishal Nechosim, Lefi Shein Darka Shalisha, in the Gaiva Mishal Nechosim, Lefi Shein Darka Shalisha, Lachzer Al Botaydin. Kloima. Davke Hitilo Achayis Ksubosa Al Sodazu, Val Menas Kain Nisays, Veloi Shiyya Kol Nechosav Achoyim Lo, ולהתדע על איזה לחסר מכאן הראשון ומאחן תצטרך לודן עם כל אחד ואחד. That means that even though in the ksube we wrote that this kalke is an apaitiki stamp, we didn't say, we just he said that you should be doing from this kalke. He made it an apaitiki stamp. So, but there is an understanding by an isha, if this apaitiki stamp will be like all other kakois, that if it's sold, she's goive from the Bnei Chayim. And if, let's say, he sold all five kakois, so she'll be goive from the last lekeach. So now this woman has to go and find out who the last lekeach was. So she has to schlep this one to the entire, this one to the entire. So memela, so we assume, that's an umdene, that when she made this in a poiteki, the assumption was that the gviya will be from this one, not from other ones. Not from other ones. Agavuchi, the taisis arosh, the taisis will be nishtatfa, then it's something else. And nishtatfa, and that she didn't want to be mafsit herself. But when she made this, when an apoiteki was made, and realizing that it will be like other shibudim, she'd have to go into botedinim and be involved. So memele, so she has a miyuchedik eschus on the kalke that was misyachet to be the apoyteki for aksube, that we can't, the lekeach can't send to go mum from the bnei chayim, she can mum from the lekeach. Let's see what Rashi says. Kloima. Davki tila chayis ksubos al soda zu, am naskei nises, veloi shiyu kol nechos avachoyim lov leiteid alei zolatsa mikon arishu meachin, petitach lodin im kol echot veechot, that is not, or that was not the intention. So memele, she mums from this one, period. Let us see what Taisva says. Goyim misham lechosim kloimim lotsa moicha selu, vein goyim minasham. איש אין דגוי משען, נחוס מושן דלק על ארצה רבות ידין פרש בקונטרס, דווקא היטיל החייס על סוד הזו, ועל מנס כאין ניסייס, ולא אישו כל נחוס ובחויים לו, ולא יתד על איזה לחס, או מכאן הראש ומאחן, תצטרך לוד עם כל אחד לך. ונראה, so now Taisus is going, הולכי רע step further than Rashi. ואם מוכה, not only that she can go to the lekuches, and she can be goyve from the lekuchas, and the lekuchas can be matcha hinachti lachmokim ligvois. No, the hashibud on this apoyteki is so strong, the imocha, that if he sold apoyteki, mechoy botol legamri. That the mech is bachal natchal, that filu baal atzmai shemocha, that means that filu the baal who sold this kalka to the lekuchas, that means Chazal made not only that the lekeach can be matcha. Chazal made that the mecher isn't chal. So the meleh, so he can't sell this. The harapaytiki looks abosa. Rechina dachemin the miyavam is perikamon gabe mechneses shum labaylo. Stoki nixit zayin balzol desanye mocher abal heisha meitzio ni mocher isha abal meitzio. Benchnano Pirish. No, I'm sorry. Gamachnas Shum Labail with Sanya Mokush name of Nos Zay Maisal Nair Shim Gamil, Amar Bao Moitzim Yada Lakuchas, a Pesham Bakuntris, Mokush name Oizer Ize. Vimocha Habal, Isha Maitzia, Vimocha Isha Habal Maitzi. That means you can't be Mafkiya from the Baal can be Mafkiya from this and this from the Baal. But Benchnano Pirish, Afilu in Moicha Habal, not like Rashi, who Atzmoi Moitzi. The Tikkun Rabbonon, this is talking about the same Basel, the Tishlo Yiskayim HaMekach Klal, Ubotel La'alter. It's not how Shlo Titrach HaIsho Litroif Mehem. But the Isha should not be Terech, to behave to be Terech and Ember, Shem Gemulet HaMei, Doma Hocho, so memela, so the mech isn't chal completely. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Boydo milishal nechosim shel bal. Shehamekach kayim at shetov yishev etitroif. Hossam, engse bossam, yichedus lehem yeisim, yishal nechossam. If there was no napaitiki, so then the din is that he sells, and she started from the lekuches. Das mengs if there's no bnei chayri. Das mengs the bas mi chadus lam yaisa mishal nechas. Bik bnei chayri like avim mi mishabdi. That's if there was no apaytuki. Abal hache. Afalik bnei chayri yochel hi loyma le shakilne ala hanish nisyachtoli al kain irkil chachomim koyach hamoich ala alta. So they said he's not bekoyach bechlau to sell. It's like they tzricha lazach abatidim. So Tosfos is saying like a step further, that the mecher is in chal, and the Baal himself could be mighty from the lekuchas. The mukhbir shalmi, the pligi, Rabbi Yochanan, the balos, the nixit, the balzo, Rabbi Yochanan, the omra, mochroi, einon mechurin. Amra, Rabbi Leza, eichlem betrumen mikaychoi, at amut ein mechurin. The koma, but my pligin, the mochon loilam, the mochon lesho, speaking about mochon and mochon lesho, masik, the osi, the rabbalos, the kerabonon, Damahochi Gaivan Mishal Nechosin. So Mamelas Mochan Mechurin, Rabbi Yochanan Kamshim Gamliel, Avik Shemoch, and then it says right in the Shami Avik Shemochan, the Shah, in an Kayom, the Machlaikis of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loz is Mochan the Shah. Abel Mochan Loilam, Livre Hakel, Einam Mechurin, Mishashvach Perish, Akuntrutisha Shanov, Busal Kaponim, Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says klo to Nekudis, that according to Rabbi Yechon Oz Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mochon Einon Mechurim, it says such a loss, not that she can be goyve from the Nekudis, Mochon Einon Mechurim, and another Nekudis, Yerushalmi by Stachais, that even the Chelkim will say Mochon Mechurim, that Tavke Lesho, but it's Mochon La'ilam, everyone holds Einon Mechurim.